KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. From the economy and inflation to illegal immigration and border security, surging crime and anti-Semitism, plenty of ground that could be covered in this evening's presidential debate. President Biden and former President Trump will face off in that debate hosted by CNN. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston in the debate city of Atlanta.
The two candidates will face off here in Georgia, which Joe Biden narrowly won 4 years ago by fewer than 12,000 votes. It was the first presidential victory by a Democrat in this state in nearly three decades. And it's expected to be another hard-fought battleground this November. Ahead of the debate, Trump holds a five-point lead over the president in a poll from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
The House Republican leadership preparing to sue the Department of Justice to get audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying there's no justification for an administration cover-up.
And we have the responsibility of oversight in investigating the matter and investigating how the Special Counsel handled that and why he made the ultimate decision that he did not to bring charges. So this is a really important and appropriate thing. They turn over the transcript. They have no colorable argument whatsoever on why the audio should not be accessible.
Also at SRNnews.com, fewer people signed up for unemployment last week, but the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits, 1.84 million, rose to the highest level in more than 2 years. Jocelyn Nungery, the 12-year-old Houston girl tortured and murdered earlier this month, allegedly by a couple of illegal aliens from Venezuela, is to be remembered today. There will be a funeral service as well as a celebration of her life. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 8 points, while the Nasdaq trading 61 points higher. This is SRN News. One New York county takes a stand against transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Nassau have approved a ban of males competing against females in sports at all facilities in the county. The locality is one of the richest in the nation and voted for President Biden in 2020, but concern over injuries to girls forced to play sports against boys has been growing there. One Democratic lawmaker compared the Nassau County ban on males and female sports to what the Nazis did to the Jews during the Holocaust. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic lawmakers in Delaware have given final approval to a bill requiring most private health insurance plans and the state's Medicaid program to cover abortions. In addition to mandating coverage for abortions, the legislation prohibits most insurance plans, including the one covering state government workers, from charging copays, applying deductibles, or imposing any other cost-sharing requirements for abortions that take place in the state of Delaware. This is SRN News. IRS customer service under the microscope.
The Taxpayer Advocate report to Congress shows overall the 2024 tax filing season went smoothly. Services have vastly improved, but it says delays in handling identity theft cases are unconscionable. The time it takes to resolve self-reported identity theft cases has worsened since the previous report. Then it was nearly 19 months. As of April, the report says the IRS delay was 22 months. The IRS said in an emailed statement it recognizes the backlog of identity theft cases remains one of the most significant ongoing service gaps. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb says the state plans to resume executions for the first time in more than a decade after acquiring a drug used in lethal injections. Indiana's last execution took place back in 2009. More details at SRNnews.com.